This is Wade Rathke for the Chief Organizer Report. After a 20-year campaign, Aramark and privatization are shown the door in Houston. It was a pinch-me moment when the news finally broke that after United Labor Union's Local 100's 20-year fight to get rid of Aramark as the food service subcontractor in the giant Houston Independent School District, they were finally being shown the door. The district was closed-lipped about its decision to not renew the $6 million contract with Aramark, but news reports were clear that the constant complaints and criticisms from food service workers was a critical factor. Undoubtedly, the soaring cost of this privatization fiasco in Houston was also part of the problem. As the report indicated, there were few sweet nothings being whispered in anyone's ears about this divorce, Aramark making sure that it left the district with as bad a taste in their mouths as the children they had been feeding threw a rock through their own glass window, dredging up a story from the last century alleging mismanagement of the district cafeteria operation by the district. Their parting shot we took as a relief because it indicates that they know they won't be back, so they saw no risk in fouling the trough where they've gorged for decades. Our members are celebrating because they paid for this contract with overwork and underpay as the food service workforce was decimated in order to line Aramark's pockets. Where individual schools have previously enjoyed a modicum of oversight and quality control, Aramark lopped off hundreds of jobs in order to establish a central kitchen that would deliver tens of thousands of meals to the individual schools. It's not hard to imagine the daily problems of such a mammoth enterprise. Local 100 was recently successful in winning an agreement from HISD to raise the wages for food service workers, and more recently has been campaigning to win an increase in the hours for their work in order to improve service and food delivery for the children. Another factor may be the level of lead found in many of the water fountains and kitchen faucets after Local 100 forced the district to begin a comprehensive testing program. Recent studies by researchers from Massachusetts and Sweden found that outsourcing workers through privatization imposed a wage penalty of up to 7% for janitors and up to 24% for security guards. The same has been true for food service workers, though perhaps worse, because they often have had to endure split shifts and part-time work hours, often lucky to make 6 hours a day during the school year. The much-loved and iconic lunch ladies by children and parents have been starving and impoverished by Aramark for much of their careers. Despite the horrors of privatization for the last several decades in Houston, the ideology of privatization, more than economics, will continue to be at the heart of every campaign as businesses continue to search for profit by pretending that they're always more efficient and better at delivering public services than government, when their only real skill is reducing wages, hours, and workers, and in food service, cheaper, low-quality food. At least in Houston, we can enjoy the victory for a minute, but there's still no cure for the plague. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.